In fact, another title could have been before BibTeX, BibTeX, and after BibTeX. I will begin by with a bit of history. BibTeX was a good solution for bibliographies, especially for documents typeset with LaTeX, but presently, BibTeX doesn't address some problems. At least, there are some successors, for example, CrossTeX, Biber, or MedBibTeX, and I will conclude after a short comparison. Yesterday, Kaveh, I talked about briefly Tirov. In fact, the ancestor was Tib. Tib was like Reifer. Reifer is a preprocessor for Tirov. In fact, that's a preprocessor in the sense that if you put this sequence in a plain text with surrounded by a square bracket, Tib will look for such an entry and directly replace in the text this sequence by some markup. The notion of bibliography styles was already present, but by means of components, you can specify how to sort the items of a bibliography and how to label them. BibTeX improved this modus operandi in the sense there is no preprocessing. That is, bibliographical references are a particular case of cross references, and BibTeX solves these cross references. BibTeX also has a language for programming bibliography styles, but the styles are monolithic, that is, one style for one file with no sharing, no common parts. That is quite old style of programming. And BibTeX is robust. Personally, I never crashed it. And suitable for works in English. You can solve problems by workarounds. This example is in the second edition of the LaTeX Companion. Workaround is a particle part of a personnel. This particle part should be capitalized. And BibTeX accepts only uncapitalized words as in the particle part, the font part. And the workaround is to defer the uppercase letter when the LaTeX typeset this sequence. That is, you can specify this name, but that's the workaround. BibTeX allows you to use number-only systems, that is, your references are sequentially numbered and labeled by numbers, but only the out-of-order system, by means of the NatBib package, for example. You can say that anything. And some that's not anything. They don't vote to put them on.
But it is. No offence. As you can see, that's is done by passing a structure to by means of BibTeX to LaTeX. That is, here is a file generated by BibTeX, and there is not only a label. That is more accurate in you use the JavaBib package for short title system. You can set the title, the complete reference, and for example, and this approach is increased in the BibLaTeX package. In fact, forwarding references that is the result of extracting bibliographical entries is completely different to LaTeX. In fact, BibTeX only searches bibliography database files and sort references if need be, that is, if you use a sorted style. Excellent. You can get the same result. With this structure, that is all the information to format the whole of the reference. And you can customize BibTeX packages, for example, to make precise subsite. Other options are available, but not with BibTeX. And in fact, what is different with NetBib, JavaBib, and other, you have to put bibliography command in the firmware, and the place where the bibliography actually appears is done by print bibliography. It's an actual change. So, as I showed by the style option, bibliography styles of BibTeX are assembled by options. What is good in BibTeX, it introduced the notion of type fields. That is, for example, author has a precise taxonomy, that is, a sequence of names separated by the keyword AND. And each name has one, two, three, or four parts marked by commas. And this notion is more present in BibTeX. For example, some fields have a precise taxonomy like year, date, or pages. For example, you can express the date of this conference by beginning and end. Of course, you can do that only with a BibTeX package or a package able to interpret this structure. Many additional fields are processed by BibTeX, for example, the translator field, if you specify translations of works. So, what is the present problems of a bibliography processor with LaTeX? The main problem is the encoding. In fact, you can use BibTeX 8 and use Latin 1 encoding. So, just put directly accented letter like acute D. Okay. If you want to deal with Polish or Hungarian text, the same with Latin one. But you cannot mix several components.
With TechAid,
will allow you to put a bibliography database files in according to one encoding, but you can mix entries coming from a file encoding in Latin 1, a second file encoding in Latin 2, a third file in UTF-8. That is, if you get some big file from the web, you have to make sure that the same encoding is used as, anywhere. And the BST language, the text is quite old. That is just programming with a stack as in PostScript. But in fact, you don't program in PostScript directly. You, I don't know, but me, not. In fact, BST has been made because that's quite easy to introduce small changes. But putting a new style into action is a tedious task. And BPEC doesn't have a real support for multilingualism. And in fact, the big problem for a BibTeX successor is the huge number of big files that exist. If you want to propose a new alternative to BibTeX, you have to process them. And another point, as you see in the example with the particle, with the capitalized. And let the user get used to put commands inside values. That works. Provided you use LaTeX. But if you want to use another engine, for example, context, not guaranteed. And this command, complicate, for example, a conversion to HTML if you want your bibliography to be displayed on the web. And another problem is how to manage new information. Enriching the file of new information elsewhere. For example, that is a French first name. Even it exists in English. If you want to abbreviate this, the correct way to do that is this. Because it's a digraph, that is not P plus H, but the same if you want to abbreviate this first name. Here, because a digraph. In fact, in French, because I was told that in German they have the right way. And the question is where to put this information? For example, some people have an initial as name, for example, John L. White, but not L period, just L. You don't have to put period if you abbreviate it the same. And the question is not how to proceed, because we know that. The question is how to put the information which allows us to do that. In BitFile or elsewhere. As a last example, the usual regression of this writer is to retain the middle name and abbreviate the first name.
And I suppose it should be known in India, no?
For example,
beaver use XML like syntax in a configuration file to deal with such cases. But it cannot deal with this alternative. You can specify how to propagate the first name, but the first name will abbreviate always the same way.
So,
some examples of big tech successor, Bibulus. It's not only a big tech successor because it needs big tech to run. That is, a bibliography style of big tech, a corner entries to XML-like format, and this file is processed by a program written in Perl. Cross-text extend the cross-references of big tech.
To see an example,
you can reuse an author by labeling it this way. That is, all these objects in the sense that I have found an entry is an object. You can specify conditional expansion, for example, here for text conference. Depending to the value of the field.
Another
replacement for the tech is Beaver. In fact, Beaver is only only generate BBA file for Bibliotech. That is, it allows Bibliotech to be better interfaced with more options. But you cannot change bibliography styles by an existing one. You have to customize Bibliotech to get what you want.
There is some type checking, but
if you know programming, that is a lazy type checking, only if need be. For example, there should be a number, but that is checked only if you use a sub style. If you use a style where references appear in the order of appearance in the text, it's not checked. It is
type checking, but in a lazy way.
And like in classical BibTeX, if you specify order files, they are ignored silently.
MNBibTeX
provides more syntax for multilingual purposes.
And
user-friendly syntax for person names.
For example,
this example, previously, I used BibTeX to for this bibliography, but
I can use MNBibTeX.
treatment, the presentation to the just warning, and for example, to
syntax for person name. You can
use the classical syntax of big text and proceed or proceed by keywords.
For example,
only the last name, result, first name, or middle name. If you want to use syntax presentation, words are needed. Keyword on this side, that is
the
association
which is recognized. And
if
you want to say
5 minutes.
And
to see the structure used, we can get excellent text. Typeset the first previous example, just no need of dummy LaTeX command like in BibTeX. So you can, as I showed you, get XML text. If you use scheme function, this program is written in scheme, you can get many sort procedures according to languages and some advanced features. So, to go on, BibTeX is less permissive than BibTeX about value. In fact, is that an advantage or a drawback?
Let's see. For example, look.
In Beaver and BibTeX, the public learn silently.
In ML BibTeX.
For example, that is a strict checking. That is, if you use a publisher field for an article,
that is similar. Is there an advantage of a drawback? I think that has an advantage because last year I had to organize the list of publications of my laboratory. The goal was to put them in a site for open archives. And the people in charge of this file had a huge number of entries with many typing mistakes never fixed. For example, editor with S, which was ignored by Big Tech, or he typed publisher field in article without knowing that it will be ignored. As another example, some typing mistakes were completely ignored, and with such a tool, we find all.
Here, it's not blocking because
if the feed is not recognized, it's good at the end. So you can get your files.
But other mistakes are not the same. For example, here. Here
is the month name now according to the calendar of French Revolution.
Time for questions. Time for questions. Okay. Boris?
Yeah, just a very quick question about MLP there. Scheme is very nice language, I really like it, but not many computers have it. Now that Lua Tech people are now gaining popularity, I wonder whether you can put the scheme part of MLP Tech into Lua, so, because now we can assume that any modern tech enabled computer has Lua installed. So, are there any plans to use Lua for MLP Tech?
I started this job before
we came. Yeah, I understand.
If you look at the source, I will explain that you cannot download that. That is only a functional programming. That is, a function can be argument, result. Some features of scheme are rarely used. For example, list evaluation, and generator. If you want to rewrite in that in Lua,
okay, thank you.
So look there, identifier expected is that. For example, for one plan, you can only put a variation. That's logic. Big tag is permissive, but never sort according months. Beaver doesn't either. Me, I can offer you the fact of sorting according to month length, but month length should be actual month length. The same if you put a year, which is not a number, you will get an error.
Is there an advantage or drawback? That's a point, but that is sure. So, advantage or drawback? If you want to download, it's in this address. I have to finish some installation manual. The best way is to use the BigLoo compiler. That is this installations.
I have to be compliant with LaTeX license and finish documentations. I plan to put into action a forum for users. My point of view is not objective because I'm MLB Tech author, but successfully process very big web files. And was useful to type to finding many mistakes of typing. So, a short synthesis is here. Of course, it will be more discussed in the paper. Inefficient for Beaver. For me, the lack is, if you want something not standard, you immediately have to interface some scheme function. Personally, I think the problem is that BibTeX successor have put many incompatible extensions into action. For me, it was syntax for name. For Beaver, it was a new field like date, translator, and so on. So I think it should be maybe not a normalization, but some convergence. That would allow the user to choose a tool, but to be compatible with other.
All right, thank you. We have time for the last question. Okay, thank you very much. Our next talk